Good evening mga ka-Alab. Welcome to our Alab Fridays. Tunay nga po na ang bawat Biyernes ay isang pagpapala sa atin because today we had the opportunity to pray together sa ating synchronous praying featuring the life of John Wesley. And tonight, we have an opportunity to study and learn the Word of God together sa ating word sharing. I am Ate Aubrey and kasama ko ngayon ng ilang leaders from District 5. Ladies, can you introduce yourself?
Hello mga ka-Alab, I'm Angel Estrano, 24 years old.
Hi mga ka-Alab, I'm Ate Avic, I'm 30 years old.
Hello mga ka-Alab, ako si Ate Gladys, I am 24 years old.
Ayan, thank you ladies. At sila po ang ating mga kasama. Kami po ang kasama niyo tonight. Pag-uusapan natin ang mga mahalagang trait naman, ayan, sa leadership. No? So tonight we'll talk about leading beyond the obvious. Ayan, so marami po sa atin na kasama tonight ay mga nag-lead. Yung iba naman ay involved sa isang life group. At yung iba naman po ay nandyan din po ang ating mga mentors, ang ating mga district mentors, and even our pastors. And tonight we want to talk about the three leadership traits, no, na titignan natin. At ito ay importante as we go along in our discipleship journey. So sa management literature daw, meron daw dalawang trait na laging tinitignan at minamesure para masabi nila na ang isang bagay ay well done or hindi. Ayan, so parang sa mga teachers, no, meron silang grading system. May score, may equivalent na score na makikita ang mga estudyante. At doon natin masasabi at makikita na ang isang estudyante ay maaaring nag-aral ba ng mabuti or hindi. O kaya naman ay nag-effort or hindi. And tonight, we want to look at these three traits. So number one is efficiency. Ayan. So efficiency daw is pagiging mahusay. Ayan. At ang definition daw natin ng efficiency is the ability to do things right. So pag sinabi natin ability to do things right, thus it is doing things the right way. Kaya pag inisip natin yung salitang efficiency at pagiging mahusay, ibig sabihin, ginagawa natin ang isang bagay sa tamang paraan at kapag tama ang paraan ng ating paggawa, no, ay namamaximize natin ang ating mga resources, kagaya ng oras, ng ating pera, at para naman sa mga estudyante, kapag ka-efficient tayo sa ating pag-aaral, makikita natin na mas marami tayong time to study and to review. Para naman sa mga workers, no? Pagka naging efficient tayo sa ating ginagawa, kapag naging usay tayo, napapadali ang ating trabaho sa bahay at mas marami tayong time pahinga. Ayan, si Ate Avic. Ayan, Ate Avic, pwede ka bang magbigay ng isang sample or simple example ng efficiency or pagiging mahusay?
Mahusay. Siguro ano, i-share ko yung since nasa business field ako, yung grocery namin, yun yung example ko, yung nagiging mahusay siya or efficiency siya sa paggamit namin, sa pagkakaroon at paggamit namin ng POS machine or yung point of sales machine kasi mas napapadali yung transaction ng mga tao. Mas madali din ako kwenta yung mga binibili nila sa amin. So yun.
Wow. So yung ba yung ano, yung pagdumaan kami sa cashier, yung itatapat lang yung barcode, yun yung POS?
Yes, yun nga.
Ah, so yun, natutunan natin. Yun pala yung tawag doon, point of sale. So pag bumibili daw po tayo at tinapat yung barcode ng ating mga pinamili, mas mabilis mag-compute, mas madali nilang makita ang naging benta, sabihin na natin sa araw na yun. So efficient, no? Mahusay. Si Teacher Angel kaya, ito, ano to, teacher to, tignan natin kung paano naman sa mata ng isang teacher ang pagiging mahusay.
Sa akin po, ate, bilang teacher po in teaching, makipapakita mo ang pagiging efficient kapag mastery of the lesson plus preparation equals efficient. Magiging efficient teacher ka talaga kapag master mo yung lesson and prepared ka. Yun po, ate.
Wow. So, pag ang isang teacher daw ay na-master niya yung lesson at nag-prepare siya ng maayos, that's pagiging mahusay or efficient. Si Ate Gladys naman.
Sa akin naman siguro yung example ko is medyo practical. So, sa pag-iipon, so parang pag sinabi mo na mag-iipon ka, tapos ginawa mo talaga. So words plus action, for me, efficient po yun. Ayun.
Yun. So, napapanahon yan, Ate Gladys, yung pag-iipon, no? Yan ay para sa ating lahat. So, madali daw pong sabihin na mag-iipon ako. Pero yung gagawin mo talaga na mag-iipon ka at totoong nagtatabi ka ng pera, dun daw tayo nagiging mahusay. Ayan. So, yun po yung number one na important leadership trait na gusto nating tingnan ngayong gabi. But, aside from efficiency, tignan din natin yung pangalawang leadership trait na gusto nating matutunan, and that is effectiveness. Ayan. Pag sinabi daw natin effectiveness, ito ay pagiging mabisa. At kapag daw sinabi natin ang isang bagay ay ginagawa natin with effectiveness, we are having the wisdom to do the right things. At dahil we have the wisdom to do the right things, hence, it is doing the right thing that ought to be done. No? So kung ang pagiging mahusay or efficient ay doing things right, so it is doing things the right way, ang pagiging effective naman daw or mabisa is doing the right thing that ought to be done. Ibig sabihin, ang pagiging mabisa ay ang paggawa natin sa mga bagay na tama at dapat nating gawin. At dito, makikita natin, no, makikita pala natin na hindi pala lahat ng mahusay ay mabisa. Kaya kailangan, we have the wisdom to do the right things. So, para po sa mga kasama natin tonight, kapag ka tinignan natin yung effectiveness, kanina sabi ko, kapag ka yung school, no, yung mga lessons sa schools, or yung pagtatrabaho natin sa bahay for our young professionals, work from home, pag sinamahan natin siya ng technology, nagiging efficient tayo. Kasi mabilis eh. Hindi mo kailangan pumasok sa office, nakakapagtrabaho ka pa rin kahit naka-lockdown. So, mahusay yun. But when we say effectiveness or pagiging mabisa, kailangan natin lakipan ng discipline to self-study. Kasi wala kang teacher sa bahay. No, mostly, yung mga estudyante natin, ang tinatanong natin, yung mga parents natin, yung mga kaklase natin. And so, because we don't have the teacher every day na face-to-face nating nakikita, kapag ka nagsa-self-study tayo, nagiging effective lahat ng natututunan natin. At para naman sa ating mga nagtatrabaho, kung meron kang discipline sa oras, kasi ang hirap nga namang mag-work from home, no? Nandun ka sa bed mo, nandun ka sa kwarto mo, at dahil walang boss na nag-check sa'yo, ay pwede kang gumising ng late, at pwede kang magtrabaho ng late, no? Pero sa totoo lang, dapat talaga ang working hours mo ay 8 to 5. Kaya lang nagiging 1-2 madaling araw. Kapag kaya doon nilakipan natin ng discipline, ang work from home, ang technology, nagiging effective daw ang ating pagtatrabaho. Nagiging effective workers tayo, no? So, kanina tinanong natin yung mga kasama natin, paano yung efficiency para sa'yo? Ngayon, pakinggan natin mga kaalab, paano naman kaya ang grocery store kapag ka-effective? Susukatin natin in the effective side. Ate Abby, paano yun sa business?
Sa amin naman, siguro magiging effective siya kung magkakaroon ng additional branches. Yun, and lumalawak yung resources and yung manpower. Yun, magiging effective siya.
Yan. Ayan. So sa business daw, magiging effective, no? Kapag may POS ka, dahil nga mabilis ang benta, and at the same time, nag-establish ka ng branches at lumawak yung manpower mo. Ibig sabihin, nagkakaroon ng effectiveness yung process ninyo ng sales. At nag-grow yung business. Ayan. So, salamat Ate Avic. Meron kaming natutunan. Si Teacher Angel, para sa isang teacher, paano naman yung itsura ng effectiveness?
Yung sa aking ate, ano, yung sa kanina efficient, yung may mastery of the lesson, may preparation, dadagdagan lang natin yun ng developing teaching skill para mas maging effective teacher ka. Yun po, ate.
Wow! So, yung sabi niya doon, effect yung developing teaching skills. So, yung developing teaching skills, yun yung makakatulong ba, si, ano, Teacher Angel, para maintindihan ng estudyante yung lesson? It is the manner, yes, of delivery. Ayan. So kung paano mo ituturo yung lesson naman. Oo nga naman. Yes. So hindi ibig sabihin na master mo yung lesson at nag-prepare ka, ay maiintindihan na ito ng lahat ng estudyante mo. Thank you, Teacher Angel. Si Teacher Gladys. si Teacher Gladys pag-iipon eh. Kailangan natin yan lahat.
Siguro yung doon naman po sa pag-iipon, di ba kanina po, words plus action. So, sinasabi mo, tas ginagawa mo. So, magiging effective siya siguro kapag merong consistency. Ayun po. So, ginagawa mo, tapos may salita, sinasabi mo, tapos consistent ka, tinutuloy mo yung pag-iipon. Ayun po.
Wow. So, ang effectiveness daw ng pag-iipon ay kapag ito ay ating ginagawa ng tuloy-tuloy. So, kung titignan po natin yung efficiency at effectiveness, pagiging mahusay at mabisa in the light of leadership, pwede natin siyang tignan sa picture na kapag ang isang life group leader ay nagkakaroon, dumadami ang kanyang life group members, nag-grow ang kanyang life group. So, from having 3 disciples in a life group, nagiging 4, 5, 6, and they are growing over time. Ibig sabihin, merong kahusayan sa pag-lead. Merong kahusayan na nagaganap sa isang life group. Pero pag titignan natin yung part ng effectiveness in leadership, hindi lang ito yung isang life group na nagmo-multiply, but yung life group leader ay nakakapag-produce ng disciples na nagli-lead din naman ng iba pang disciples. So that's what makes it effective. Ibig sabihin, yung life group leader nakapag-produce siya ng life group members na na-raise niya to becoming life group leaders at nakikita niya na sila din ay nag-aalaga ng mga disciples under their care. No? So yun yung efficiency and effectiveness. Now mga kaalab, makikita natin na itong traits na to, they are really important. Sobrang importante po nito. At maririnig natin siya sa maraming aspeto ng buhay, hindi lamang po ito sa management, but also in different institutions. Importante po yan. Yan po ang laging ginagamit to say na ang isang trabaho ay well done. Ang ginawa ng isang mag-aaral ay well done. No? O kaya naman, pag hindi, so makikita natin yan dyan. But the third trait is something that we must pay attention to. At yun ay yung efficacy. Ayan, pag sinabi daw po nating efficacy, ito ay napapanahong tamang husay at bisa. Ayan, so para po itong ano, Tagalog na malalim. Ayan, so napapanahong tamang husay at bisa. So tignan po natin kung anong sinasabi ng Oxford Dictionary with the word efficacy. Sabi po ng Oxford Dictionary, efficacy is the ability to produce a desired or intended result. Ayan. So, ito daw yung kakayahan na magawa kung ano talaga yung intended na result. Ano ba yung dapat nating makita towards the end ng lahat ng ating pagsisikay at lahat ng ating ginagawa? Parang sa isang estudyante, ano ba ang end result or intended result ng iyong pag-aaral? Sa isang empleyado, ano ba ang intended result ng iyong pagtatrabaho? At para sa ating mga kasama na mga magulang, ano ba ang intended result ng parenting? No? Yun daw po ay efficacy, yung ability to do to or intended result. Pastor Echan, acting at the right time, it will to produce the right result. For Pastor Edmund Chan, yun po ang ibig sabihin ng efficacy. So, ibig po sabihin, yung efficacy, hindi lang ito yung magawa natin ng isang bagay skillfully or magawa natin ang isang bagay na dapat natin gawin kagaya ng mga pinag-uusapan natin kanina. But it is doing so with the view of God's divine will and timing. So, hindi daw ibig sabihin na nagagawa natin ng mga bagay-bagay skillfully and we have done the right things skillfully. So, pinagsama na natin yun, no? Pinagsama natin yung efficiency tsaka effectiveness. Hindi daw ibig sabihin nun, efficacy na daw ang katumbas nun. Efficacy daw is doing it skillfully, doing the right thing skillfully, and do so with the view of God's divine will and time. At makikita natin na itong theology ng efficacy is premised on a fundamental assumption. Ayan. So I would like to request Teacher Angel to read Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20.
Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And I am surely I am with you always to the very end of the age."
Ayan. So lahat po tayo mga kaalab ay familiar sa verse ng Matthew chapter 28 verses 18 to 20. Ito yung Great Commission. Ngayon, makikita natin at tayo pong lahat, madalas nakikita natin yung Great Commission as our assignment na dapat gawin natin to para bang check na kasama sa checklist, no? Ah, kailangan kong mag-share kasi baka ako i-check, baka magtanong si ate, baka mga musa si ate. So we often see the Great Commission as an assignment from God. But the thing is, ito po ay hindi assignment mula sa Diyos, but this is an alignment with God. At para mas maintindihan natin yung real picture nito, ay basahin natin in Matthew chapter 4 verse 19 kung ano ang sinabi ng Panginoong Jesus sa mga disciples. Teacher Gladys, can you read Matthew chapter 4 verse 19? Nawala ata si Teacher Gladys. Ayan, sige, baka ang kanyang internet ay nahumina. So sabi po ng Matthew chapter 4 verse 19, "And he said to them, 'Follow me and I will make you fishers of men.'" So nung ito pong Matthew chapter 4, ang account po nito, ang background po nitong Matthew chapter 4 verse 19, ito yung account no na beses tinawag ng Panginoong Jesus yung mga disciples. Si Peter, si Andrew, si James, tsaka si John. Dalawang pair po yan na magkapatid. So nung sinabi po ng Panginoon na, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men," yun yung sinasabi natin kaninang alignment, mga kaalab. At madalas po tayo, nagtitake tayo ng encouragement and empowerment dun sa mga salitang yun ng Panginoong Jesus. Kapag ka, gusto nating ma-empower, pagka mag-share tayo ng gospel, sinasabi natin, ang sabi ng Panginoong Jesus, "He will make us fishers of men." So kinagamit po natin yon to encourage and to empower people. Pero nakakalimutan natin at nene-neglect natin yung salitang, mga salitang "follow me." Kaya kung titignan po natin kung paano to sinabi ng Panginoong Jesus, "Follow me and." Hindi po ito nilagay sa Biblia na "follow me, tuldok, tapos I will make you fishers of men." Sabi po ng Panginoong Jesus, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." So ibig pong sabihin nito, becoming fishers of men is a byproduct of following Jesus. Kaya makikita po natin from here that the Great Commission is not primarily a task to be accomplished for God. Hindi ito task na nakalagay sa checklist natin at kapag ka nagawa natin, nakapag-share ako ng gospel sa aking classmate, whether it be online or personal, check, no? Iti-tick off na natin sa bucket list kasi nagawa na natin. It is not a task to be accomplished, but a life to be aligned with God. At yun daw pong alignment is the secret to advancing the kingdom of God. It is a life aligned with God. Ano naman yun, ate? Yun daw po yung premise ng efficacy. Being aligned with an efficacious God. Because our God is an efficacious God. At nakikita po natin yan sa maraming examples sa Biblia kung paanong ginawa at ipinakita ng Diyos yung wisdom ng efficacy. Pero hindi po natin pag-uusapan lahat kasi po yung buong Biblia, yung po yung efficacy ng Diyos eh. But we will just cite some examples, no? So makikita po natin na nung nag-incarnate po ang Panginoong Jesus, nung siya ay nagkatawang tao, dumating po siya dito bilang isang infant. Ayan, so infant po siya, pinanganak po siya sa sabsaban. At kung pag-iisipan po natin, no, kung gagawa ka ng isang storya at gusto mo ang istoryang ito ay drama, parang mas mainam kapag ka, mas mahusay tsaka mas mabisa kapag ka ang ginawa ng Panginoong Jesus, dumating siya ng superhero na may malaking letter J sa dibdib at merong cape, no? At dumilipad. Di ba po mas effective at saka mas efficient yun para ma-win ang puso ng mga Israelita sa Diyos? Kaya lang hindi po spectacular ang pagdating ng Panginoong Jesus, but it was totally efficacious in the redemptive plan of God. Ano pa po? Yung cross. Ayan. So yung yung journey ng Panginoong Jesus sa cross. Bakit kaya ang Panginoong Jesus, sinasabi, he is 100% man, he is 100% God. Pero nung namatay ang Panginoong Jesus, he had to die of a sinner's death. And he had to go through the humiliation of the cross. No, he was painfully crucified, pinako siya, dinuraan siya ng mga tao, kinutya siya. At ang pinakamatindi doon, nung nahihirapan na siya, bigla pa siyang tinatont, no? Tinatanong pa siya, oh, akala ba namin, ikaw ang hari, ikaw ang Messiah, bakit di ka dyan bumaba, iligtas mo yung sarili mo? No, parang kung ikaw si Jesus, kaya mo namang gawin yun, gusto mo nalang gawin. Because kapag ka bumaba ka, no, at sinave mo yung sarili mo right in front of the eyes of the Pharisees at ng mga tao na nagpako sa kanya sa krus, parang effective yun at efficient. Maniniwala na sila na Messiah ka. Maniniwala na sila na ikaw nga ang anak ng Diyos. So it wasn't the most efficient. It wasn't effective, mga kaalab. But it is totally efficacious in the sovereign plan of God. No? Ano pa po? Nung pinili ng Panginoong Jesus yung uneducated 12 disciples, nung tinawag niya yung 12 disciples, iisipin mo, sana tumawag si Jesus ng mayaman, tumawag si Jesus ng nakapag-aral, tumawag si Jesus ng fluent makapagsalita. Kasi yun yung naiisip natin na, ito effective to. Mahusay ang discipleship kapag ka ang kinuhang disciples ni Jesus, magaling magsalita, magaling mag-express ng sarili. Mas mabilis kakalat ang salita ng Diyos, mas makakapag-preach sila into towns kapag sila ay mayaman, kasi mayroon silang mga kabayo o mayroon silang mga sasakyan nung panahon nila para mas makarating sa places. But Jesus chose the uneducated 12. And yet, because of that, ang salita po ng Diyos ay naging posible hanggang sa panahon natin ngayon. That's how efficacious God is. And lastly, ito po yung storya naman ni Paul. So alam natin na si Paul notorious siya, pinapapatay niya talaga yung mga Kristiyano. And then one day, na-encounter niya si Jesus. Pero si Paul, bilang isang Hudyo, hindi siya sinend ng Diyos sa mga kapwa niya Hudyo. Kasi imaginein mo kung isang kagaya ni Paul na notorious na magpapatay ng mga Kristiyano nung panahon niya. No? At siya ay nagbago ang buhay, tapos nagpakita siya sa mga Jews, mas maraming maniniwala sa Diyos. But God instead sent Paul to the Gentiles. At ang lahat po ng nabanggit natin na example, hindi siya mukhang efficient. Hindi po siya mukhang effective. At alam ko po na marami sa ating mag-iisip na sana ganito na lang yung ginawa ni Lord, ganito na lang ginawa ng Diyos. Kasi baka ito mas magkaroon ng effectiveness, ng efficiency. But tonight, these examples, the works of God, His sovereign and redemptive plans, they were totally efficacious. Kaya sabi doon, God does the right thing at the right time in the right way. No po, for the right reason in order to get the right results. At doon po natin hindi kayang tumbasan ng pagiging effective at efficient, no? Ang paraan ng Diyos. Kasi ang Diyos daw, no, ginagawa niya yung tamang bagay, the right thing. Yun po yung pagiging effective, no? At the right time. So may tamang time si Lord. At the right way, that's efficiency, no? Pero hindi lang po yun, for the right reason. May tama pong dahilan. At ang dulo po nun ay right result. At makikita po natin in those stories that God uses ordinary people to live extraordinary lives because there is Jesus. And tonight, habang dinadaanan natin tong mga example na to at truths of becoming efficacious, no, maintindihan din po natin that the same wisdom of efficacy applies to how God works in our lives. Marami pong mga pangyayari sa ating paligid, lalo na po ngayon, no, na hindi na natin maintindihan. They are way beyond us sa ating pong pag-aaral, sa ating mga tahanan, in our relationships, sa ating trabaho, and even in the ministry. Marami pong mga bagay na pag narinig mo yung balita, yung FB, nakita mo yung mga pangyayari, parang ayoko nang makinig ng balita kasi na-dish ako kasi ganito, kasi ganyan. At meron po tayong mga sariling paraan. Kaya po tayo nagagalit minsan. Pag may balita, gantong ginawa, nagagalit po tayo. Bakit? Kasi sana ganito na lang yung ginawa. Na para bang sa pala po natin, ito ay effective at ito ay efficient. We see it. But tonight, Jesus is introducing himself to us as the master of efficacy. Si Jesus po yung best example of how it is to be efficacious. Sa leadership po, pwede tayong mag-raise up at mag-produce ng leaders. Pwede po tayong mag-multiply at makapagparami ng disciples na consistent naman, talagang kasama mo sa leading, sa conquest, sharing of gospel, sa mentoring, sa lahat ng training, kasama natin. We can produce disciples like that consistently. But we can only be efficacious, mga kaalab, when Jesus is, and when walking with Him in the journey, allowing Him to direct our steps and change our lives from the inside out. Madali pong makita yung efficient saka effective because they are outward. Pag nag-produce po ng disciples, nakapag-invite sa life group, dumadami yung mga kasama sa isang meeting, that's becoming efficient and effective. But most important of all is being efficacious. And that's only possible if Jesus is in our discipleship, if Jesus is in our lives as we walk daily, kahit saang aspeto po ng buhay, in our studies, in our work, in our homes, and even in the ministries na ipinagkatiwala po ng Diyos sa ating mga kamay. Kaya sabi po ni Pastor Edmund Chan, mentoring leaders must keep this principle of efficacy close to their hearts. Sure, dapat daw po efficient tayo. Tama naman po yun so that we can maximize every resources that we have. Sure po, we must be effective, sabi niya. But we must also, like Jesus, be wonderfully efficacious. Nung dumating po ang Panginoong Jesus, pag sinabi po natin na Jesus, wonderfully efficacious, parang i-imagine mo, it's grand. No? It's something na supernatural. But Jesus came as a servant. Hindi effective. Hindi siya effective. Hindi siya efficient. But Jesus came totally efficacious. At ang lahat ng pagkilos ng Panginoong Jesus ay nakaangkla, no, sa kanyang relationship sa Father. Ang lahat ng desisyon at ng choices na ginawa ng Panginoong Jesus, even the miracles, the preaching, no, na ginawa niya, they are all aligned with the Father. And they are all willed and according to the will of the Father. Kaya sa isang account ng Acts chapter 4 verse 13, sabi po doon, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that this man had been with Jesus. Imagine ko itong set up ng verse nung Acts chapter 4 verse 13. Siguro nakita nila sina Peter, the usual dress up ni Peter tsaka ni John bilang disciples, no? Bilang mga tao nung time nila. Kasi nung time nila, yung mga uso, yung mga malalaking damit eh. At sabi dun, they were unschooled. They were ordinary men. Ordinary, unschooled, mga kaalam. Pero, very powerful nung sinabi, they took note that this man had been with Jesus. Yun daw po mga efficacious leaders, they are rare breed. Rare breed daw po yan. Hindi natin siya makikita sa tabi-tabi. At hindi siya napoproduce overnight. And because our world is obsessed with the effective and efficient, we go after effectiveness and efficiency. Gusto natin ng mahusay. Gusto natin ng mabisa. And we run after that. But God is after the efficacy of our discipleship and of our leadership. Yun daw pong pagiging efficacious in life and in ministry, no? Yung pagiging efficacious natin sa mga ginagawa natin sa school, sa ating trabaho, sa ating bahay, sa ministry kung nasaan tayo. Hindi daw po ito patungkol sa pag-glean towards sa mga bagay na alam na natin. It's not about gleaning towards what we know. Ano yung what we know? Yung mga natutunan natin sa training, mga nabasa natin sa libro, nagawan ko na yun ng book review, ito yung sabi dyan sa book na yan, effective daw to, ito yung gagawin ko. No, hindi daw po ito yun. Hindi daw po ito yung mga lessons na nakukuha natin sa mentoring. It's not about that. No, na kapag ka-perfect yung attendance ko sa life group namin at nakinig ako kay life group leader or kay mentor, that is me, no, being efficacious in my life and in my ministry. Yun pong lahat ng yun, hindi po yun sayang at hindi po yun matatapon. Dahil lahat po yun ay ginagamit ng Diyos for us, no, to be equipped and to equip us to becoming effective and efficient. Hindi po tayo dapat mag-rely on what we know. Being efficacious, yung pagiging efficacious daw po, pagkakaroon ng napapanahong tamang husay at bisa, it is gleaning towards the word and direction of God. Kaya, dapat daw po tayo ay sensitive sa guidance ng Holy Spirit. Tayo ay lumalakma ang Panginoong Jesus in every step of the way. Kaya sabi ko po kanina, being efficacious is not an overnight thing. Hindi pagkatapos ng gabi na to, Lord, tomorrow I'll be efficacious already because of what I have learned through Alab Fridays. Being efficacious, having the trait leader as a disciple, requires a personal and intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Because that's the premise of being efficacious. It starts with being aligned with God. And so tonight, we want to ask ourselves, how are we walking with Jesus today? Paano tayo lumalakad kasama ng Panginoong Jesus ngayon? Tayo ba ay nasanay na sa mga bagay na ginagawa natin sa ating mga pag-aaral, sa ating trabaho, sa ating bahay, and even sa ministry? Tayo po ba ay nasanay na kumilos at gumawa based on what we know and based sa nakita natin at na-experience natin na effective in the past? And tonight, God's invitation for us is, how are we allow Jesus to help us to become efficacious in our life as we study, as we work, as we maintain our homes, as we lead the people? How are we going to allow Him to help us becoming efficacious? So tonight, mga kaalab, Jesus is inviting us to a walk with Him, a life aligned with God, who is wonderfully efficacious. God is inviting us to be efficacious in our studies. Salamat kasi for the past, we've been effective and efficient. Mahusay ang ating mga pag-aaral at pagtatrabaho. Mahusay ang ating pag-lead ng mga disciples. Effective ang ating mga ginawa. But there's more to that. And that is being an efficacious leader and disciple and leader. So tonight, the challenge for us is to walk with Jesus and be aligned with God. Para po sa ating mga first time kasama tonight, this can be your first time about Jesus. And maya po, tayo po manalangin ng sama-sama to invite Him into our hearts and to accept Him as our personal Lord and Savior. Baka kaalam, maybe some of us have been doing things about our studies, about our work, and the ministry, the ways to do it before. Kasi alam natin that works. Baka minimaintain natin yung mga ginagawa na natin in the past. Because alam natin na noon naman naging effective yun, noon naman mabisa yun, noon naman nag-work ang lahat ng iyon. But tonight, let us acknowledge our helplessness before God and ask His wisdom to illuminate our perspective, to see things as our lives are aligned with Him. Marami pong mga instances sa buhay natin, marami po tayong mga ginawa na effective naman at efficient. And surely, if we have done that all for the glory of God, God is honored and glorified. But tonight, God is inviting every one of us to the next level of leadership trait. and that's being efficacious. Being aligned with God. Because God is an efficacious God. And so tonight, let us close our eyes, let us pray, and let us open our hearts to God. Kung sa palagay mo, nakita mo yung sarili mo na, Lord, yung pag-aaral ko, yung pagtatrabaho ko, yung pagpapalaki ko ng anak, yung pagmamanage ko ng aming tahanan, yung ministry na pinagkatiwala mo sa akin, Lord, I've been doing it, I've been maintaining it. Dahil sa mga bagay na alam ko na effective naman at efficient, they worked in the past. But God, tonight, I want to be efficacious with all those things. If that's your prayer, God is in our needs tonight. And He wants to help you. He wants to walk with you. He wants to lead you. And He wants to pour out His wisdom for you to see things in the light of His kingdom. God is hearing your prayers tonight. God sees our hearts. And if this is the desire of your heart, God, I may have been effective, God. I may have been efficient, Panginoon. But Lord, tonight I want to be efficacious. Just open your heart. At sa mga kaalab natin na kasama natin ngayong gabi, this is your first time hearing about Jesus. The first step to becoming efficacious is to have Him as the Lord and Savior of your life and allow Him to control everything about your life. If you want to accept the master of efficacy, our Lord Jesus Christ tonight, wherever you are, just close your eyes and allow me to lead you in prayer. And as I pray for everyone na kasama natin ngayon tonight, let us invite God in our needs as our hearts are open, our ears all paid attention to God. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we acknowledge that You are the master of efficacy. And Your work at the cross is efficacious for the redemptive plan of God. Lord, salamat for paying for our sins. I acknowledge, Jesus, that I am a sinner and that I don't deserve heaven. In fact, Lord, I deserve eternity in hell. But Lord, thank You for Your work in the cross. My sins, my debts are paid, and eternal life is possible for me. Tonight, Lord Jesus, I invite You in my heart, in my life, and I accept You as my personal Lord and Savior. At mula po ngayon, Panginoon, Ikaw na po ang maging driver ng aking buhay so that I can be an efficacious disciple and follower of Yours. Salamat po, Panginoong Jesus. In Jesus' name, Amen. Lord, tonight, marami po kaming natutunan sa Iyong pagsama sa amin ngayong gabi. Lord, salamat because in the past, tinulungan mo kami, Panginoon, upang kami ay maging mahusay at kami ay maging mabisa sa aming pag-aaral, sa aming pagtatrabaho, sa mga pinagkatiwala niyo po sa aming mga kamay, even po sa ministry. But Lord, tonight, we have learned, God, that it is more than being effective and efficient, Panginoon, and that there is more than that na kami ay tinatawag mo, Panginoon, and that is becoming efficacious, Lord Jesus. Panginoon, patawarin mo po kami, Panginoon, for doing things our way na akala po namin ay tama. Naiisip po namin that these things will work. And Lord, we have neglected, Panginoon, the premise that our lives must be aligned with You. Our lives must be yielded towards You, Panginoon, and that we must not glean on what we know or what we gain from whatever training or lessons that we receive, but we must glean towards Your direction and towards the truth of Your kingdom, God. Lord, have mercy and help us, God. And tonight, God, here are prayers, Panginoon. Bukas po ang aming puso, Panginoon. Tulungan mo nga po kami, Panginoon, to have our perspectives illuminated, Panginoon, through Your wisdom and through Your word. And Lord, tonight, God, we are taking the challenge, God, to walk with You in our studies, in our work, in the ministry, Lord God, at sa lahat pa po ng ipinagkakatiwala mo sa amin, Panginoon. Lord, amin pong isinusurrender sa'yo ang lahat po ng kaalaman na meron kami na akala namin ay effective at efficient, and we've been using to doing that, God. And tonight, God, we welcome your ways in our lives, God. Lord Jesus, have your way in us. We want to be efficacious, God, in our walk with you, in the ministry that you have entrusted to us, Panginoon, and even, Panginoon, sa aming pong mga relationship, Panginoon, sa discipleship in our families, God, and even, Panginoon, with our friends. Lord, salamat po for this opportunity to learn tonight and to be invited, Panginoon, to a walk with you. Lord, allow us, God, and we are committing our lives tonight, God, that from tonight, Panginoon, until the days to come, God, Lord, by your grace and with your help, Panginoon, we will walk with you, our Lord Jesus, the Master of Efficacy. Maraming maraming salamat po, Ama. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes. Amen and amen. Ayan. So, salamat po sa Panginoon for joining us tonight. And as we continue in the spirit of learning and receiving from God, let us answer the following reflection questions. Let's take a minute to answer the reflection questions. Number one, rate yourself 1 to 5 in your studies, in your work, in the family, and in the ministry when it comes to being efficacious, as 1 being the lowest and 5 being the highest. At bakit mo naman binigay yung score na yon? Why do you give such score? And number 2, think of 3 things to intentionally do to start being efficacious in our routines despite the quarantine.